This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Maybe can sort it out for us is the very talented Laura Rutledge of the SEC Network.
Yep.
She joins us on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Laura, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. I know you're very busy. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing outstanding. We're already here on the 1st of August, about a month away. We're already talking position changes and battles and stuff like that. Are you getting ready for football, Laura? Are you about ready to get this thing kicked off?
Oh, yeah. It can't come soon enough. And it kind of feels that way after media days. And then, you know, there's sort of this wait during the rest of this month, and you just wish you would go ahead and get started.
But, you know, I love the SEC's programming of kind of whetting our appetites over the last couple of weeks, and I'm sure we'll continue up until the official kickoff. A lot of great games from years gone by that we've been able to partake in, and, boy, I'm telling you, it certainly excited our fan base.
Yeah, those are fun to watch. You know, definitely get to sit down and remember certain games that you might have really enjoyed as a fan, or maybe some that you didn't, and it's really a fun thing to do.
Laura, I want to get your insight into the SEC West and whether you subscribe to the prevailing notion that Alabama is head and shoulders above everybody else, but if they were to get knocked off in the West, it would be Auburn. Is that plausible to you?
I think at this point, you know, there's no reason to think that it won't be Alabama and everybody else. And then, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see if anybody can threaten them at all. And so I think they're in a situation where...
Oh, I hated that we...
Then maybe they are that team that could contend against Alabama. But that said, I think, you know, it's still going to be a long shot for any team just because of the talent and the depth that Alabama has. I mean, if there's a team, and maybe it is Auburn, that goes completely unscathed and healthy throughout a year, doesn't deal with injuries or things of that nature, then maybe their roster and their starting lineup is as good or good enough to compete with Alabama. But it's so hard to predict those things. I think one thing that Alabama has continually done is they've been able to recruit players that have allowed them to have, you know, at least their 2D be just as good throughout. So when they bring in their replacements or if somebody gets injured, somebody else can come in and really, you know, basically do the same thing. So a lot of their talent, though, for Alabama is unproven, and I think there's some question marks, certainly. So those guys need to step up.
But I think the more interesting division, Laura, is the East. Now, a lot of people are talking about Florida. A lot of people talking about Georgia. But I see some issues on both of those teams. Tennessee, I'm still not sold, is ready. And could this be the year that maybe somebody really kind of shocks the world? I like Kentucky's position. They have Florida and Tennessee at home in Lexington. And, you know, Bob's Stoops, has he gotten this team better year in and year out since he's been there? With some of the questions at the other schools that normally dominate that division, could this be a dark horse year in the East?
Yeah, you know, I think Kentucky's schedule certainly sets him up well to be in a good spot there. You know, Georgia right now is the pick of the media, and a lot of times the media is wrong, so we'll have to see how that ends up playing out. But I do think that Georgia returns a ton of talent defensively, and that's what a lot of people are looking at. Florida, you know, lost a bunch of talent defensively, so that's kind of what they were able to use to get them to the SEC championship the last couple years and to win the SEC East. Without that, you know, who knows? But I think Coach McElwain might finally have some guys on offense and maybe even a quarterback that he can work with, and that's sort of what he's known to do. So I think if he's in that situation, it could make a big difference.
Laura Rutledge is with us. Always great to get her insight into what's going on in the Southeastern Conference. Are you struck by Ed Orgeron and his approach to what's going on at LSU? Do you like his potential to maybe get to the top of the West?
You know, I think it's going to be a little bit difficult potentially this year just because of some of the other talent in the West. But if not Auburn, LSU is that other team that I really look out for as being, you know, a potential contender against Alabama. So I think they're a team that has the talent. And, you know, with Darius Geis, who very well should be in the Heisman conversation, you're looking at a really good, at least one guy that we know is going to be really good offensively, and they certainly have other proven talent as well. I was actually speaking of those games that you were talking about, how they're playing on SEC Network. I was rewatching the LSU-Texas A&M game that LSU just dominated Texas A&M offensively, just completely gashed that A&M defense that was supposed to be pretty good if you think about who was on it. And I think we just saw kind of the potential and the ability of this LSU offense. So, you know, the thing that Coach O has to rely on that's really good for him is the fact that he has Dave Aranda as his defensive coordinator and Matt Canada as his offensive coordinator. But it all comes down to Alabama and if they can beat the Crimson Tide.
You know, Laura, speaking of games in the past, you mentioned that you watched, and we've had some of our listeners ask us about this. So if you know anybody in the programming department over there at the SEC Network, maybe you could just drop this in. And I kind of thought it was a good idea. Older games, like maybe some of the Keith Jackson era games of the 70s or 80s, people ask us, why don't they play those games on the SEC Network? There were some great ones back then. I thought, well, you know, it's not a bad idea. Next time we have somebody on, we'll just kind of drop that hint out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll love to see those games. I am not completely 100% sure on this, but when I've asked questions like this, part of the issue is getting either the rights to that game or even finding an airable version of the game. So sometimes those things are, you know, very well documented and they can easily access it or they have the rights to it. Sometimes they don't. It just depends on what network it was broadcast on and what our, you know, relationship is with that network.
Sure. Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. But it's so great to watch some of those old games because so much of us do during the summer because we're starred for football. Laura, I would think that that's one of your outreaches, one of your charges in airing some of this is to kind of portray the passion that fans have. I mean, not everywhere in the country are people going back and demanding those 1977 Sugar Bowl games on television as well. The passion this year, I think, is well-deserved from the SEC because still top to bottom, I believe it's the best league in the country. Do you feel that responsibility to transmit just how important Southeastern Conference football is to the masses around?
Yeah, you know, I do. And I think a lot of people, SEC, either don't understand it or they don't want to understand it because they like their conference, and that's fine because to each their own. But I do think the SEC is the best from so many different realms. I mean, talent-wise, certainly. Recruiting-wise, yes. And then fan base-wise, which fan bases are going to really care the most? That's what you see from the SEC. So, we try to do portraying that out there to people.
You know, there's certainly been some changes at the network. Let our listeners know where they can see you this fall and what some other things that might be happening from SEC Now to SEC Nation. There's just so much great programming that I know our listeners want to be a part of.
Yeah, one of the cool new things that we're excited about is our Thinking Out Loud show, which is going to be just Greg McElroy and Marcus Spears, and it'll be an analyst-only show that'll have really some cool elements on it. It'll be a deep dive into college football every week and sort of more of the X's and O's than we see now. So, learning tool, and also those two guys are so fun to watch. And then, of course, SEC Now throughout the week. I'll be on Feinbaum a lot. And then SEC Nation on the weekend. So also mix in for me the ESPN Thursday night game in there too. But on SEC Network, that's kind of what you'll see throughout the week. And we're excited about some of this new original programming.
We are too.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Less than a month away before that Thursday night start. I'm looking forward to it. Laura, as always, we appreciate the drop in and the knowledge. Thank you for joining us.
Great stuff. Laura Rutledge, SEC Network, joining us today on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Let them cater your event from